Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Don't forget to hit record, Dan.
Sound advice.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Corey Pogge is back at quarterback now. Pogge's in the end zone. Gets it away. Deep down the middle.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another episode of Something's Brewing. How's everybody doing? So it's been about 2 weeks since our last show, and we've been sheltering at home pretty much since then. By the way, can we get fined for doing this by meeting in the studio, do you think? Probably not, right? Producer Dan?
Oh. No, we're not in the studio together.
No, you're right, we're not.
I'm at a remote location, and you're at a different remote location.
So
this is all being done by technology.
I just actually thought about that, but you're right.
Can you get in trouble? I haven't really kept up with that.
I think you get fined for things like surfing and doing things that you're
doing any fun,
openly not supposed to do.
Right.
Doing anything fun.
But you can't get pulled over.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not there yet.
I don't think so. No.
Where are you going?
No, I still see plenty of cars out there.
All right, okay.
But obviously for all of us, just trying to go with the flow, because that's all you can really do in general besides follow orders.
Right. And so after the show, I will be throwing that microphone in the garbage. But
good point.
Don't worry about it.
You're right. So before we get started, I do have a surprise for you. You ready?
For me?
Yeah. You ready?
Oh my God, what did you do to your head? Why did you do?
So
I
took
haircut.
My hat off, and exactly, I shaved my head. I let our kids shave my head.
You let the kids?
Uh-huh.
Oh
yeah,
God.
And so Dan hadn't seen me. I just took my hat off.
That.
Yep, I now look like him.
Wow.
We're gonna take a picture
we're
before we leave
to.
From a social good social distance.
Yes. Oh
and,
yeah, we're gonna do that.
And we gotta post that after the show.
All right.
Photoshop. So with that... Were you surprised or no?
Very surprised.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you might get a little kick
out
of that.
Wow. So is this just for quarantine or is this
Well,
the thing is
I've
is
considered...
Test run?
No, this is... Yeah, good question. So I decided that now's as good a time as ever to do it. And I was going to... I shaved it down, right? Because then I wanted to see if that looks good because I'm tired of the, the yarmulke looking thing and the terrible, ugly patches
Any
of,
kind of yeah,
dark
mid.
Coloring with bald spots.
Gotcha.
So I shaded down to see how I look because if I looked terrible and I couldn't get used to it,
right.
Now's a perfect time to get hair plugs.
Just... Well, I thought you were going to grow it back, but no, you're right. Hey, now would be a great time to get hair plugs.
I know. So,
but will anyone do it now?
Well, I exactly. I haven't looked into it because I haven't decided yet if I'm going to do
back?
It or not.
Let me see the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the back looks totally normal. Hey, you look good.
I think I look good so far. So good.
Yeah, you might look
so
like
far
an
so good.
Star.
I'm going to save a whole bunch of money and not get the plugs.
Right, right.
Because now I'm actually starting to pluck out the ones in the front. I'm plucking them out because it's uneven.
Right, exactly.
Why would I go put some
there.
Back in?
Yeah. No.
Okay. All right. Anyway. I wanted to share that with you, and we will share
thing.
The picture because I think we do kind of look a little alike.
Wow, that's crazy.
So with that, Producer Dan, we are off. and thank you again for opening the studio because I really felt like I had to get in here.
Well, did you
I
have to get
you
in here or did you have to get out of your house?
Thank you.
Not to split hairs that you no longer
I think,
have. But.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it was a combination of both.
right. No, I understand. Well, with that in mind, I said to my wife something the other day. I said to her,
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains.
Wow.
The isolation's getting to me.
Yeah,
too,
I saw on your Facebook page, you said something about, are you allowed to kill your spouse in a time like this?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I don't think there's a jury in the world that would
right.
put you away for killing your spouse.
I just can't believe you put that out there.
Well, my wife doesn't read my social media.
That's what I figured.
She doesn't care about me.
That's what I figured. So I am excited about two new sponsors that we'll get to later.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give us our usual date?
We've got ourselves a sponsor!
All right. But first, episode number 48, brought to you again by Simple Path Financial. If you're struggling with unsecured debt, we have a solution. Simple Path Financial has funded over $2 billion to date and have over 100,000 customers. I've been in debt and I've been out of debt, and I can tell you that it's a hell of a lot better being out of debt. So check them out at simplepathfinancial.com or call them at 888-5-SIMPLE and tell them that what's brewing is your debt and you want to get out of it. Get on the right path by taking the simple path. Don't forget to follow us on somethingsbrewing.com, on Instagram at somethingsbrewing, or shoot us an email to Corey at somethingsbrewing. So officially, producer Dan, after 2 weeks, how are you really feeling?
Fine.
Physically okay?
Yeah. Oh, physically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no more than normal. Or less than normal.
Yeah, I was,
my normal,
You look good.
I look fantastic.
You look good.
I'm growing my quarantine beard out a little bit.
And that looks good, too.
White.
You look a little Sean Connery, I will say.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
Very much. So we do not have a favorite number 48.
We don't?
Of all time this week.
Oh, gosh.
But we do have two honorable mentions with Jimmy Johnson of NASCAR fame and Torrey Hunter of Major League Baseball fame. So I do want to give a great shout out to that.
Money Penny.
And please get me a martini. Dan, could you please? No. Okay. All right. So let's move over to the UCLA updates. I do have
UCLA?
Yeah, believe it or not. Give me a... Yeah.
There's a UCLA update?
Yeah, there is a UCLA
what sport
update.
Can they play where they're all 6 feet apart?
Not really any sports. But we're going to tell a story about some things happening there. Okay.
All right, cool.
But first, before we get to that, I want to read a quick excerpt from retiring athletic director Dan Guerrero. This is the best I could come up with for UCLA sports. So he said that the NCAA is addressing a number of complicated issues at this time. Obviously, the Pac-12 The Pac-12 conference remains in daily contact with the NCAA and leaders from member schools as we collectively seek answers and plan for what may lie ahead. Athletics also continues to work closely with UCLA leadership and Murphy Hall, which is making daily decisions with the best interests of the entire campus community in mind. In his 18 years in this position, he's seen us come together through many challenges, but he's never been prouder to be a Bruin.
Whoa.
All right, the Bruin family is strong and the future is bright. We thank you for your continued support and look forward to seeing all of you soon. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe. So that was one thing about UCLA. The second thing is I want to give a huge shout out to all of the doctors and nurses in the country that are obviously working literally overtime through this. But most importantly, the doctors and nurses at UCLA Health Services, because as I understand it, you know, they're working as hard as anyone outside of New York City. And I know, you know, my brother-in-law is an ENT fellow there, and things are not easy over there. They're actually considering moving, you know, like specialists, like for instance, like my brother-in-law, an ENT specialist surgeon, to move them into, you know, general ER services.
Wow, yeah.
And if you saw that story yesterday, they're also considering pushing medical students out into the real world faster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, congratulations. You're graduated. Okay,
yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
So go, and here's your new first job. Go really quick. They're like, well, you know what? I actually changed my mind.
Yeah,
don't really want to be a doctor anymore. But no, seriously, huge shout out to the UCLA Health Systems community, because I know they're fighting and they're doing a great job. And by the way, if you are going to go out and you're one of those people like, you know, not really concerned about certain things and you've been going out to the store regularly and blah, 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 then I highly encourage you to go give blood, because that's another thing that's one thing that I have done for over the years, you know, consistently. And it's a huge problem right now in the amount of blood that we have on hand, Dan.
I bet,
so
yeah, yeah.
Blood on hand, Dan.
Yeah.
So go give blood if you're going to go out. So my shout out to my brother-in-law, because he's one hell of a guy. And in honor of another classy guy like him, I want to talk about our next sponsor, True Classic Tees. This is Los Angeles. We wear t-shirts when you're inside or outside of the house. I work out. I'm a dad. Dan, you're a dad. It's always t-shirts no matter what. True Classic Tees are my favorite, based right here in my adopted home of Los Angeles. Excited they are part of the show and continue to be a part of the show even when times get tough. They're soft, they hold up in the wash, all the good stuff. And as a dad, you know shirts get ruined. That's why I love these, because they start at just $15 and get 20% off for the Bruin fans. TrueClassicTees.com. That's TrueClassicTees.com, and use the code BLEAV for 20% at checkout. Whew. All right. By the way, my mother.
Hi there.
My mother thinks that I should do commercials. Voiceover work. She thinks that my voiceover work is very good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That sounds like something a mom would say.
Right? It's funny.
You do very well.
Well, it's funny. I haven't gotten that compliment from anybody else. So, so let's move the chains over to the rest of the sports update. COVID. You're not going to get us.
Not with that song.
Not with that song. Man, we should just play that blasting from sort of the communist style speakers everywhere people go.
Right? Hey, coronavirus. Nothing okay. Will get us with that.
So one of our new sponsors is Bet Online.
Okay, we have another sponsor. Yeah,
don't worry.
We're going to start to complain.
No, they're not going to complain. So Bet Online, okay, while you're waiting for so it's perfect. It's
that.
Perfect timing. So
perfect.
While you're waiting this out at home, you can still have some fun betting at Bet Online. No NBA, no NHL, no Major League Baseball, practically nothing. However, you think there's nothing? You can still bet on mixed martial arts all over the world, American Idol, the upcoming elections, the spelling bee, believe it or not, and then they have a $750,000 poker series. So there's still fun to be had, so go to BetOnline and use the promo code MYPOD100 to receive your welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, that's betonline.ag and use the promo code MYPOD100. BetOnline, the fun never ends, even if you can't go outside. All right. So really the biggest sports update that I wanted to do this week was the NFL free agency period. So drafts postponed, very little sports happening, obviously. In fact, none. Tom Brady, we talked about him a while ago. We've been focusing heavily, especially with our Something's Bruin investment in the Chargers.
You're right.
And he's going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which everyone knows that you knew that, right? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Honestly, you did.
No.
You didn't?
I knew he was leaving his former team. Yeah, the Patriots, right. I had that on the tip of my tongue. Don't worry about it. But I didn't know about the Buccaneers.
Wow. I believe you.
Dude, I live in a cave. Hey, I will tell you this. We've been watching reruns of Jeopardy, and I do very well in the other categories.
God's a fair man.
Right.
God's a fair man, Dan.
That's right.
All right. So here's what I want to say about this. My first reaction to the Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers deal was extreme disappointment. How could he do this to me? I invested in the Chargers. What was he thinking? Mm-hmm. And as I got my selfishness out of the way, I realized, and I did a little more research and I listened a little bit, and I realized that the reason I've loved him from the beginning is the reason why he went to Tampa Bay. And that is this. I thought it was a no-brainer. Los Angeles, you know?
Right. He's got movie star looks.
Movie star looks.
He's got the weather.
A famous wife. Already has a house here. You know, all the shit that LeBron went to the Lakers for, right?
Right.
But Tom Brady is not like that.
He's not?
He cares about football, and he cares about winning first and foremost. Mm-hmm. He cares about the other stuff. Mm-hmm. He's got a clothing company. He puts out copyrights on his brand, and he's still got a supermodel wife, okay? So he cares about those things too, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing to him is winning, and the most important thing to him is winning another Super Bowl. So when you look at Tampa Bay, right? Which, by the way, you talk about, we invested in the Chargers. They had, like, literally in the first 30 minutes, they went from having no one on the waiting list for season tickets to having like 4,000 people on the waiting list.
Yeah, I bet.
he's got his receiving core, the coach, and I give him a lot of credit for doing something that at first glance, 6 months ago, I think Tampa Bay was one of the least likely teams for him to end up at. And I can't wait to see who does better, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady. They both did a fantastic job in the exit interviews of praising one another.
Yeah.
But, and you got to give Bill Belichick credit for sticking to his guns, right? He's like, this, I don't care if you're Tom Brady or not. This is what you're getting from us, a one-year deal. That's
right.
It.
Right.
I don't care how many Super Bowls you've won, Tom. You're 42 or 43 years old. Right. I don't give a shit. But
which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing that he did not stay in New England.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the Patriots fans because I thought that they had another couple Super Bowls in them. But we'll find out. The reason they didn't win the Super Bowl last year to get there is because the cupboard was bare, because Belichick is cheap. But is he cheap or is he just crazy accurate and can see the future ability of players and just refuses to change?
But as a Patriots fan, didn't you assume that Brady would retire a Patriot?
I did.
You did, right? I mean, you had to.
I thought so. But then when you get more, when you do, you feel more and more realize the ego of Bill Belichick not wanting to, refusing to change, and Tom Brady really wanting to, I think, prove that he can do it on his own. And also at the same time, if you know, it's like if you're at a company and you consistently provide XYZ, but the company never doesn't provide XYZ to continue to help, eventually you get disenfranchised with the organization.
Yeah.
You know, I think last year was obvious more than ever. His receiving core, were all of his whole receiving core, even Edelman, was ranked, you know, very low in the ability to get open, right? Like every single one of them was ranked like 100 something. So as you get older, you know, Tom's still great, but the more open guys are, the easier it is.
Well, yeah.
Okay. And on the contrary, Tampa Bay, almost on the complete flip side of that, the receivers are open.
Right.
You know, the NFL open is like barely open, right?
Right.
But and the Patriots receivers last year were barely open. Ever. So big shout out to him. I am now a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan and I'm proud of it. So can't wait to follow that. Drew Brees, congratulations, a 2-year deal with the Saints. So that's, you know, he will retire a Saint. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Brian Poole with the Jets, congratulations on his deal. I think that's going to be a big deal. Ndamukong Suh going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so they're going to He's got another, at least one more year. He got one year, $8 million deal. It's going to help out the defense for the Patriots. Brian Bulaga moves from the Packers to the Chargers. So Aaron Rodgers loses one of his longtime protectors. 3 years, $30 million for an offensive lineman, which is good. Eric Ebron from the Colts to the Steelers for 2 years and $12 million. I'm liking the Steelers next year. I can't wait to see if they can come back. Big Ben should be a good deal. Devin McCourty did sign get a 2-year deal with the Patriots worth $23 million. So, you know, Bill can pay for defensive guys. And then Phillip Rivers to the Colts. 1 year, $25 million. Got nothing to say negative about Phillip Rivers as a person, but Jesus Christ. $25 million to Phillip Rivers, and I don't believe he's never won a playoff game. $25 million, Dan, for a guy who's never won a playoff game,
right?
Through somebody, his agent, one of the apostles. I mean, I don't know, somebody good. and then the last two guys are two of the final guys that I'm still holding out for and curious to see if Teddy Bridgewater and Cam Newton. Nick Foles, Bears. I totally forgot about him. Jesus Christ. I'm fired up about that. I'm telling you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's a big win for the Bears. No chance Trubisky plays his starting if as long as Foles is healthy. So huge shout out. Totally forgot. Fired up about that, almost as fired up as seeing how good Tom Brady does. So with that, don't turn the channel. We want to talk about our final sponsor.
Oh,
So, so you're moving up into the big time, getting it going even further. So I want to talk about LinkedIn. All right.
LinkedIn.
The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. And though many people are probably not hiring at all right now.
I don't know. LinkedIn is full of jobs.
One of the only places, you can find a job is on LinkedIn Jobs. They have over 675 million members worldwide. It's a lot of people.
Easily.
LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and put your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn.
Nice.
God, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of hires.
That seems high.
That's good.
And when Y Combinator rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. So find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want to get the first $50 off. Just visit linkedin.com/team. Again, that's linkedin.com/team to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions will apply. So I'm a huge LinkedIn fan. It's one of the only pieces of social media. Can you even call LinkedIn social media? It is, right? Yes. But it's got a different taste to it.
It's LinkedIn.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. But it is social media, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's like the only thing I do.
Yeah.
So
you're a businessman.
Because I'm a businessman. Businessman. But I'm also big into social media.
Oh, aren't you?
By the way, I looked at my LinkedIn profile.
Yeah.
The other day, and it's got this glamour shot of me.
Nice.
With hair. And I'm pretty sure that it was so depressing. Pretty sure that when I got the headshots done, when I got the headshot done,
negligee.
Yeah, pretty sure the photographer threw in a little paint on the top.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Just a little? Spilled a little brown on there.
So, anyway, all right, let's shake it over to pop culture and politics. Same, for the first time in over a year, actually forever, and ever, we are using the same song 2 weeks in a row for Shake It Over to Pop Culture, but it makes so much sense to use it. Play it again. Somebody shake me. Wake me when it's over. Okay, all right, Dan, bring it down.
This makes me realize I have been taking a lot of naps.
Okay, so do you see? You obviously see why we did the first time for the back-to-back episodes, right?
Yeah, I think we should just keep using.
We're going to use it until it's over.
Until it's over.
Okay,
yeah. That's so good.
So with that being said, as I was just doing my little dance to that, multiple episodes ago, you said the word TikTok when I was doing when I was singing. Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah. I said, yeah.
You said that.
True.
And I admit that this was a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. I was doing one of my you know, singing things.
Okay.
And you said, you filmed it, and you said you should put it on TikTok.
True. Now, did I put it on TikTok? No, because I don't know how.
Okay, so, but
TikTok, yes. Absolutely.
When you said it, I remember thinking, I didn't want to stop the show and get into it then.
Okay.
But I put a pin in it. And I thought, what the fuck is Dan talking about TikTok?
Right, right.
Well, now.
Now you've seen TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We could talk for a half an hour on TikTok.
Well tell me what you think, because I'm fascinated by it.
I think it is a great place. If you want to go online and perv over hot-looking 16-year-olds lip syncing, then yeah, TikTok is wonderful. It's for good-looking young people with no talent. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Was there something else?
Yeah, but so is that seriously what it is? I've seen adults doing it.
It's a lot of more adults now. It does seem to be a lot of dance moves.
Okay. So and then the key
is, I don't know where they originate,
but somebody starts it.
I guess and I don't know if it's TikTok that starts it or somebody else starts it, but then everybody copies.
Okay.
The same wacky.
And I've been watching it a little bit. It is sort of, you can get obsessed. It can be obsessive when you find the one that makes a little sense. There was one with the girls. I don't know if anyone's seen this, but you can really dance. Have you heard that one?
No.
Oh my gosh. If anyone is on TikTok, is now into TikTok, check out, you can really dance.
Okay.
And tell me if I did a good job. It's fantastic. I also, but talk about Pervin, I have definitely tried to check out anything that Jennifer Lopez has done on TikTok.
Oh, is she on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. She's all over it.
See, that I wouldn't feel so dirty
so
about.
It's fascinating. Do you know this question?
No.
Does can you make any money on TikTok?
Yes.
Okay, you can. So they're
don't, I don't
advertising?
Know how.
Do you know for sure you can make money? Like on YouTube, we know for a fact you can.
I hear people claim to make money on TikTok, but I don't see
how
any evidence of
okay.
how.
Okay, so we may need to check out on that a little bit.
But yeah, my daughter's got a friend or two that's quote unquote big on TikTok, but I don't know how that turns into revenue.
Will you do a little research?
I will.
Next
I'll
week?
Ask my 17-year-old daughter
okay.
to explain it to me.
I did watch the end of Ford versus Ferrari.
Dude.
Made me cry. I cried.
Good movie.
Love that movie.
Good movie. If you're even a little bit into cars.
Love that movie.
Good movie.
Loved it.
Who's having more fun on screen than Christian Bale?
I mean.
Dude.
That guy is good.
He's so good. And just that character, he just, so good.
I love that movie.
Yeah, good movie.
Did finish Silicon Valley. I was behind on that. Did you watch Silicon Valley?
Oh.
So it was the final series.
I guess I'm a season behind.
Series finale. It had finished a little while ago, but I was about 2 or 3 months behind.
I am behind.
So I caught up on that. Great ending to the series.
Awesome.
You know, that's a Mike Judge produced.
Yes, I do know that.
Love Mike Judge.
Yep.
And congratulations, Mike. Another home run. And you ended it great. There's nothing I hate worse. Nothing I hate more than when a show I've been invested in for years ends the series finale with a shitty episode and you did not. Congratulations. Like Dexter, worst ending of a series finale ever. Okay.
I was going to ask you that question. You answered it before I asked and complete agreement.
Right?
I was trying to think of a bad
Remember
series.
That?
And yeah, it's just
he
like.
He shows up in the middle. We
he's
talked
in Alaska
about this.
Or something?
Yeah, we talked about it when it ended. We talked about it live. But
did we?
Yeah, we don't need to go back to it. I am reinvesting my time, telling you right now. I'll
Talk
get back to you what I find out. I had already watched the first two seasons of Better Call Saul. You know, the precursor for Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
And I got all the rest of the seasons saved.
Okay.
I'm going to catch up on that. I'm looking forward to that. Yep.
So you recommend Better Call Saul?
I do.
Okay.
Except.
Because I've never watched it.
It's slow. Mm-hmm. The first season was slow. And everything, I forget exactly where I'm at. It's a little slow. But it's starting to pick up.
And is Mike in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like so early
Mike-
on.
He is.
Yeah.
All right, good. If Mike's in there too.
But it shows how before he gets started in the
Mike?
Drug business. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So oh, yeah.
it is. That part is really cool.
Right.
It is. Another one that I'm fired up about getting back into.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Westworld?
Oh, no. I didn't know you were going to
say
that.
What do you think I was going to say?
Ozark.
Well, it's not out yet.
Yes, it is.
When did it come out?
Like yesterday.
Are you joking?
No.
Oh, my God.
I would never. Listen to me.
Are you serious?
I would never joke about Ozark.
I could have watched all of Ozark last night.
Ozark landed, I think, on Friday.
What the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know. Well, that I don't know. Ozark. Dude.
Maybe I have some of
maybe
of
you have some
COVID.
Maybe you do, yeah.
Oh, my God. Dan, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Ozark.
And I don't get embarrassed.
So wait a minute. Talk to me about Westworld.
Westworld.
We gave up our HBO.
Okay.
And the only reason I wanted to keep it.
You can use my login.
Silicon Valley. Don't say that. Don't say that. We're recording.
Oh, shit.
Silicon Valley. Love that show.
Yeah.
And Westworld.
Mm-hmm. So Westworld, you know what you wanted. Yeah. So you know what it is. So I'm back. So
Aaron Paul.
I restarted it and rewatched the whole thing because you know how much I love dystopian futuristic stuff too.
Love it.
And I've been hearing a little bit about this. They're on season three now. So I went back, you know, still watching Homeland obviously, but now I'm going back and watching the rest of Westworld. I'm going to get back on track with up to date on Westworld.
Okay. Two questions. Number
Go
one.
Ahead. Shoot.
Does season two hold up to repeat viewings?
I don't know.
You're not sure?
What do you mean by that?
Season two of Westworld.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure I want to watch it again, but I don't know why.
I'm not at season two yet.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I got to get back to you on that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And number two question.
Because it's so weird.
Have you started season three?
No.
Not at all.
Okay, I've accidentally, because as we've talked about in episodes past, I'm the moron that pays for every single channel on DirecTV.
Yeah.
And every streaming thing. So every now and then I accidentally click on the season 3, episode 2 of Westworld at 30 minutes into it. And I watch it just for a second to see if I can figure it out.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
I want to see Aaron Paul in that world so bad. Hey, Dolores. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I agree. Dude. So wait, is he in there? He comes in?
Aaron Paul, yeah.
He's in season 3?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
That's not even a spoiler. Okay. It's just Aaron Paul.
Okay. All right. So, and by the way, apocalyptic movies have got to be up, right? In terms of people watching them.
They've got to be.
What's your favorite apocalyptic movie of all time? Or a top couple?
I was a huge fan for a long time of the original Road Warrior.
Okay.
Is that the one?
Mad Max?
Not the first one, but the second one.
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
No, that's the third one. Now, there's one that's like super low budget Australian.
Oh.
And then the one that was really big here.
Okay.
And then they got into that Thunderdome shit.
I love Mad Max.
I think it's... I don't remember. Okay. But I love those. I
love
those.
Mad Max.
Love those. Planet of the Apes I used to be into when I was, you know, very young.
Yeah. That it? I kind of like the ones that they do in London, right? We've talked about that in the past. The ones with the zombie ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've talked about that before, but I just figured it's the viewing of that.
Tell me what I should watch. I need to see it.
Have you seen the new Mad Max?
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
That was crazy.
That was pretty
entertaining. They're doing a sequel.
Really?
Focused on her.
Okay.
And
Charlize?
Yeah. But one maybe arm, it's a prequel.
It wasn't
prequel,
me.
I don't know.
It was the one-armed man.
Is she the one-armed man?
Well, she got one-armed woman.
From The Fugitive?
Yeah. Yeah. okay, so with that, I want to keep moving into a little bit of the Corona Diaries. Corona Diaries. So these are fascinating to me. So I want to get... First, I want to bring up, if you haven't heard this one, give me the Corona, would you?
Corona?
Yeah. That.
Corona. Corona.
The lyrics are good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Somebody tell me what to do. Yeah. I just went broke buying some food. Yeah. I got some things I'll never eat.
I have been going to the grocery store almost every day just to get out of the house.
Yeah. Yo, babe, let them know.
I just want some toilet paper to wipe my ass. Me, how I'm doing. I might have to laugh. I ran out of milk. DM the carton's gone. Store's already empty. So
it's Amazon.
I'm a man.
I can appreciate that part because there's been times. So check that one out, Corona. If you haven't listened, there's been times where I catch myself a little concerned, I'm taking things seriously, sheltering at home, blah blah blah. But there's been a couple moments where I've caught myself a little concerned about potentially, you know, what if this continues on.
Oh, it's
just for a split second.
And it's going to kill me. I'm convinced that it's going to kill me.
Whether it's actually it or...
Because what happens is if I even get a cold, it goes to my chest.
Oh.
And then I end up having to get antibiotics to kick it out of my chest. So I'm a goner.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Dan.
So it was really... Listen, it's been great working with you. And maybe my son can take over when I die.
gosh.
It's okay. I can do the show from the fetal position. It's not a big deal.
Well, if that's the case, we're going to have to... We won't go on. The show will have to stop.
No.
All right.
It's my dying wish that this show goes on.
Give me that first one from Cardi B, that song that actually became huge from Cardi B's...
So, this is a real song?
Yeah.
It is?
Play it.
Coronavirus.
I mean, so it's like the downloads are crazy here. And then.
Okay, so that's a real song.
Oh, it's a real song. Yeah. So the guy turned it into DJ Marquise, turned it into a real song. But if for those of you, older group that hasn't seen the Cardi B interview, play the Cardi B interview. This is hysterical. By the way, she's got very few clothes
on. Government, let me tell you motherfuckers something. This coronavirus is about. I don't understand how that shit was from Wuhan, China. Now all of a sudden this shit is on motherfucking tour. And let me tell you something. I ain't gonna front. A bitch is scared. I'm a little scared. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what I'm telling you. I feel you. I feel you, Cardi B.
Like,
I ain't gonna lie. But that
shit
right there,
just because you think you're immune to it, guess what? Your pocket ain't, bitch, because a lot of shit comes from motherfucking China, bitch. So if you wonder where your motherfucking weave or your Fashion Nova motherfucking packages have arrived, guess what, bitch? Coronavirus!
That's the part.
Coronavirus!
There you go. All right, turn it up.
Cardi B is
so
real.
I mean, that is, she keeps it real. You got to give her credit for that.
Your weave is coming from China, so you're going to get coronavirus.
No, weave.
Weave,
hair,
yeah.
Weave.
Hair weave.
I just said weed.
Oh, no, your weed's not coming from China. No, your weave.
Yeah.
That's where my weave came from.
I mean, she is, she's so got funny. A lot of forward-thinking ideas.
Doesn't she?
So the other one that I do love is that one, the guy with that he's gets to decide.
The older gentleman?
No.
Oh, that guy, yes.
Yeah. Can you play that one? What else do you do at home? Like, I've been,
because of coronavirus,
I love
you are
one.
Going to be quarantined, but you have a choice. Do you A, quarantine with your wife and child, or B?
B.
B. Okay, that one's good. And then I got another. So then one more that I actually got this morning, which I think is very relatively new. We'll see. I don't know. I just literally just found it this morning. The older gentleman with the beard playing.
Yeah,
stay the fucking home.
I have not heard this.
Oh, this one's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's explicit lyrics, so turn it down.
The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the fuck at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the fuck at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the fuck at home. I need the
this
gym,
awesome.
I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the fuck at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick. I'll go out on my own. How thick are you, you selfish prick? Please just stay the fuck at home. From LA through
it's
to Berlin, from Wuhan through to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the fuck at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the fucking internet, so stay the fuck at home. The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. Please help the world get back on track and stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home. Don't you be a fucking dick. Please stay the fuck at home.
That is brilliant.
Isn't that good?
Who is that guy?
I don't know. What can you find out before we move on to the next section?
It was wait, another song is playing.
From him?
Yeah, I think so. Recording with a K? I don't know.
If you look up COVID-19 admonition. It says admonition.
Stay the heck at home. I guess there's a heck version.
Oh, really?
Oh, we could have played the heck version.
Oh, no. Don't.
I think his name might be Nathan LaPointe.
Well, I thought it was awesome. So let's move on to the next section here.
He's amazing.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
It's pretty catchy. There's been a lot of catchy ones, and we're gonna end the show, the spoiler alert, with my favorite one so far. But let's move over to the politics. Can you give me Hail to the Chief?
I mean, it seems so tame now.
Just, I know.
Doesn't it?
You're right, it does.
Should we put the F word in Hail to the Chief somehow? Hail to the fucking chief.
Because he's the fucking chief. Yes, he is. Hail to the chief. He's the fucking chief. Yes, he is. You're right. Good point.
Right?
That actually final kind of good.
Because we're just... We're all in.
All right. So the Corona bill passed. So only $2 trillion plus dollars of economic relief. I don't want to get into the whole thing because they can do a whole episode on that. But you know how I sit, Dan, and that's slightly to the right, and certainly many cases far right from a fiscal conservative aspect. So the fact that some people can get paid more on unemployment than working is a little bit of a concern to me.
That is always wild.
And then $350 million for refugee and immigration services, not to mention another $150 million for, you know, things like the D.C. Kennedy Center and a couple other museums for their artwork at this particular moment. So there's plenty of pork.
Wait a minute. You want to make sure that the artwork doesn't get COVID?
Exactly. So there's plenty of pork in it, and there was plenty of partisan politics, but they did get it done. So for that, congratulations.
Okay.
But did you see the one guy, Thomas Massey, the Republican from Kentucky, who was trying to hold? Did you see that?
Is this the guy that wants our grandparents to die?
Right. Well, there's basically there's been a couple. That was actually the lieutenant governor. Patrick something from Texas,
who said the older folks would be happy to
but at the same time he did that, and I know which one you're talking about. He said that he was never asked as a grandparent or as a senior citizen the option to be able to go out or not, and his point was that the economic destruction of the United States is going to leave his grandkids potentially far, far behind, and he would gladly take that risk to not ruin the country. So, I know what you're saying, but the clips that people read were only he wants to kill the old people to save the economy.
But he is saying that if he had the option of euthanizing himself, correct, he might go for it.
No, he said he would still do his best to stay safe. Gotcha. But that he felt like he would rather see his grandkids more before he dies, as opposed to, being stuck at home and ruining the economy and ruining the future for his kids.
Gotcha.
Anyway, that's one thing. But along the same line was the Thomas Massey of Kentucky, who literally didn't want to wanted to call off the vote and was going to hold up everything. Right. Do you remember that story too? Right.
No.
Oh, my God. No. So he's a big Tea Party guy. The Tea Party folks, they're already underground. They must be rolling in their graves right now.
Right.
But so like I said, there was one line from an article that I wanted to take from it. So that guy Massey was literally everybody and rightfully so. Like, you got to do what you got to do for the country. There's plenty of bullshit in that bill. But at the same time, he was getting a lot of heat. And rightfully so for holding it up. But he said, nonetheless, Messi had a point with his conservatism, explicitly the CARES, Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. That's what it's called, by the way.
Gotcha.
CARES. Isn't that perfect,
that's
by the
perfect.
Way? Spends money faster than any legislation in history, shoveling it out with an air of near desperation that strikes fear in those who routinely regard all government with suspicion and the government in Washington with the most suspicion of all. So, let's just let that marinate for a few seconds. But lots of very much needed assistance. When you think about how many industries are getting completely demolished.
Yeah, literally.
Right? Demolished.
Yeah.
It's scary. And that's why it had a $2 trillion+ price tag on it. But restaurants can only serve so much food when you start opening back up, right? Products, you can up products can come back and you can sell more, right? But services, you can't go backwards. I can't go stay at a hotel in early March again.
Right. That's not an option.
Of 2020.
Right.
March.
They can't, double book of all the rooms to make up for,
just start putting more people in the rooms.
Yeah, no.
So I feel terrible. But I can't wait for it to be over. So a little bit more on the politics side. So there is still going to be an election later on this year.
Apparently.
Biden can't hide, even though coronavirus.
No.
Biden can't hide from his bombs. So can you play a little bit of that?
Do I have to?
Yes, please.
It makes me so sad.
I know. But
it makes me so sad.
Don't worry.
Sad.
I'm going to play a Trump one later.
I know. And I'm not saying these aren't true.
Go ahead.
Just saying they make me sad.
Play Biden bombs.
Excuse me. You're supposed to cough into your elbow. I don't know, sir. I learned that actually covering your White House.
Actually, that's true. But fortunately, I'm alone in my home. But that's okay. We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what.
ridiculous.
Why doesn't he just act like a president? That's a this stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was
Look, she's like, I don't know what to do.
Sorry.
Look, okay, watch. I have to pause because he keeps, and he does this again coming up. He'll say something and then he'll stop and reconsider it and try to take it back like it's a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
And he's live on probably Fox News, right? Yeah.
No, that's Fox News replaying it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But he replaying MSNBC. But he knows he's live on television.
Yeah.
But he keeps like, oh, I shouldn't have said it that way. And then he laughs like,
ugh.
Joe, you're on the air right now.
Keep going.
No, probably best I don't.
Watch her.
Look at her. She's just like, oh, Joe, I'm on
I
your
just
side.
I can't forget the guy. It's like watching a yo-yo. I shouldn't have said it that way. It's like watching.
It feels that way. I want to ask.
Now, is that uncomfortable laughter or what?
Our Secretary of State insisted, and this broke the meeting up basically in terms of her influence, that this be called the Wuhan virus.
Wuhan. Okay, never mind. Enough.
The Wuhan. Sure, the Wuhan virus.
You know, the Wuhan.
Named after Wuhan.
You know,
the Chinese man that brought it over.
Yeah, it's from Hawaii.
Yeah,
the Wuhan virus.
The Wuhan.
Okay, so all right, Anyway, okay,
yeah.
All right, fine. So that's Biden bombs. He can't hide.
No.
He's eventually going to have to come out and really do it. And I can't wait to see what happens. Before we keep going, I want to play the one that I cannot stop thinking about because it makes me more angry than anything. Last week we talked about China. We talked about. The silver lining being manufacturing back to the United States, Mexico being a huge winner in this whole thing. Play that clip, would you mind, from Tucker Carlson about CNN talking about how fantastic China is.
At the beginning of lying about it. But on CNN,
that's
not enough. Well, all over television, you're watching people downplay China's role in spreading the coronavirus.
This is for my mom, who refuses to watch Fox News.
Lying about it. But on CNN, that's not enough. They always go the extra step over there.
Listen to
some
this.
Some CNN contributors have practically become emissaries for Beijing. Watch this.
It was China that came to the rescue as Italy shook, sending medical personnel, 9 pallets of ventilators, electrocardiographs, and tens of thousands of masks, all desperately needed by a healthcare system in crisis and appreciated by Italians stuck at home singing China's praise. Europe had few other options. Donald Trump's America First policy has seen a gradual worsening of the transatlantic alliance over issues like climate change, trade, and most recently, over Trump's failure to consult Europe over the coronavirus travel ban. With China now stepping into the global leadership role long abandoned by the American president.
Okay. Get
it's almost stop. Unbelievable that they ran that on the air.
One more thing. That's good. You can stop it. Stop.
Licking.
You can stop it. That makes me want to vomit, Dan. And I know that you are about 120 degrees different from me.
I'm trying to process the whole thing.
I'll
be honest with you.
Do you agree? Do you think that China has taken do you think that China deserves any credit for doing anything right now?
Okay, well, and with that was a lot of footage.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lot of footage of things that cut together looked like a true story.
Right, of course.
But there was no, I don't even know how to put it. Like, there was no footage of an Italian leader saying, hey, China, thank you so much for doing this.
It's pure CNN like propaganda. Dan.
I'm not saying it was, but I'm not sure it wasn't.
Exactly.
And listen, China is the country that lied about all of this when it first started.
Of course.
They lied to their own people. They lied to everybody.
Yes.
And I got to look at, like, what?
But that's on CNN.
So China has now usurped the United States
as far as
being an ally to Europe? Is that what that was?
A solely needed position of leadership in the world. A country that literally fucking kills its citizens and they do not allow them to Google search anything
right.
they want.
Well, that's just...
How can you put that on anything?
Being left or right, we all agree that...
That's my point.
Right, like, I view China a lot like the bad Korea, which is the bad Korea? I'm having an aneurysm.
North Korea.
North Korea.
The
I'm
bad
literally,
Korea.
My brain is literally melting down.
You already got it from me.
Right, right. But no, you know what I mean? Like China's, like you can't believe
Thank you.
What comes out of China.
I just, that's all I'm saying. It's unbelievable. So, and you know, and you, I did a little more research and you realize that China already had like the rare animals, you know, the exotic animals. That's already illegal to eat exotic animals in China. But if you're super wealthy, it's a sign of intense wealth.
Yeah.
The rarer something is,
yeah,
the richer you are.
Yeah.
Right? It's like eventually there's going to be nothing real, right? There's going to be Blade Runner. but it's like China, they don't even enforce those laws. It's no. The most corrupt situation ever. I just could not handle that. I've been thinking about that a lot. And I think it's no matter whether you're left or right, that is wrong.
Yeah, I don't think we should be taking anything from China at face value.
Not what
if they can't
whatsoever.
Google, if they don't have access to the internet,
yeah,
the free internet.
Yeah.
Then no, I'm sorry. That disqualifies them.
Thank you.
As a credible source of information.
So, but, and then we talk, so I'm going to put a bow on this really quick, and then we're going to end with that Donald Trump, that guy doing the Trump impersonation. So remember I said earlier, eventually Joe's going to have to come, everyone's going to have to come out of the caves, right? And
yes.
Joe's going to have to get back on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
All right. So, but one thing that Trump, in my opinion, he's talking almost too much. Okay. So everybody, you know, we talked about this way back when about Hillary Clinton literally not doing any interviews, not doing right. nothing live, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But Trump, I mean, literally will get on TV at a drop of a with a drop of a hat and jump on TV and start spewing shit for 45 minutes.
Well, and he doesn't look like he's interested in doing it, but he keeps doing it. Like, he always look kind of like, hey, listen, this is what's going on.
Yeah, maybe
you know,
every
it's
other day,
it's a
you know, maybe
thing.
One third of the amount of time I would actually appreciate. You don't need right. to be up there every day. Put up Pence. Even Pence doesn't need to talk as much. Put up the actual experts. Let them do their.
I love that guy whose name I can't remember.
Press conference. Yeah,
you know
doctor,
what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Fauci.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
But also, when they do these press conferences
every day,
don't they stand a little too close to each other?
Of course, Dan.
It doesn't look like 6 feet to me, brother.
Great point.
Yeah,
great
if
point.
You're trying to set an example.
So he's doing too much talking.
Too much.
And so with that, though, so just like we said, we're going to play it. We're gonna go both ways. show the Donald Trump clip of that guy.
Because oh, yeah?
I think it's perfect time. He's talking about what he would do. It's as an impersonator. What's it called? If someone wants to see it.
It is called, I don't know, where's the title? Oh, here. Oh, well, it's part of Twitter, so. I'll post it to our website. I got to find
everybody's going to be
but
able to
find it. But
it's
a guy named J.L. Calvin, C-A-U-V-I-N. Okay. But I'll post
it
on our
this
website.
Is great. Show it.
This guy's pretty good.
Talking about what he would do.
250 years ago, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Easter.
Whose full name, you know, he was Jewish, so his full name might have been like Christowitz. But God rose him from the dead. On a holiday we now call Easter. Not a lot of people know that, but it's called Easter.
The way he it's does that filler part is
Jesus
perfect.
Yeah. And the two Corinthians met the Easter bunny and came back from the dead. It's a beautiful story. Very important for the Christians like me. And I have decided, I'm announcing today, we are going to bring back the economy on Easter Sunday. Because God, who, to be honest, is, you know, he's a good God. He's done some strong things. Let's be honest. His record is, like, not so great, though.
I love how he criticizes.
He brought one guy back on Easter Sunday. And it was his son, so it was kind of, like, biased. But we're going to bring back the entire economy on Easter Sunday. And at that point, I think, basically, I'm better than God. So when we do it, we're going to do it toughly. We're going to do it with great compassion, great strength, tremendous strength, and also toughness. Easter Sunday, we're going to put it on pay-per-view. God versus Trump. Who brings back more people on Easter Sunday? We're doing it. I'm going to fire Fauci probably on Good Friday.
Fauci, sorry.
And call it Great Friday for Trump. And that's it. So let's do it. Let's get perfect health. Let's get back to work. Jesus Christ, not as good as Trump.
All right, that guy's understanding of Donald Trump is sick.
It's the best I've seen. The first time I watched that, I was walking to the store and drinking coffee, and I spit out the coffee.
I bet. With just all the like doubling back and self-aggrandizement.
And that's what reminded me, and that's why I put it in my notes about he's talking too much, because I can't even watch some of his press conferences anymore. I just say, like, I'll come back when he's off. He doesn't need to talk so much. All right, so let's pack our bags. Not a lot of travel, but I do have a few things. Can you give me packing our bags for the travel section? All right, travel. So still some planes landing over LAX. You know, we both live by LAX. Still some planes.
I've taken a lot of trips.
There are a few.
Yeah, okay. It's very quiet.
I've taken a lot of trips to Home Depot. Okay, one place that I can get out of the house and people don't look at you like, what are you doing here?
So our travel section is now driving from your house to Jefferson Boulevard?
I'm traveling.
All right.
And anyone that has tried Bristol Farms that normally wouldn't go to Bristol Farms, a lot less lines, and you might pay 20 to 25% more, but there's no lines.
No.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's like going to Europe. It's very fancy over there.
It is so fancy.
It's like
I love
traveling
it.
Abroad.
Bristol Farms is my new favorite place. Yeah. Home Depot is my new favorite place.
Yeah.
I painted the kitchen.
Did you really?
Yes. With rollers.
Wow.
And paint tape.
Wow.
Yes. I've hung a TV, which I've never done.
Oh, that's exciting.
I cleaned out the whole side of my house. You know how, like, if you live in the city, you got a whole side of the house that goes in between your house and the other house, and it's like there's shit back there that you have no idea. You know, there's things living back there that you don't have any idea.
Oh, like between the house and the fence?
Yeah, like that type of thing.
Oh,
you know
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I cleaned that out. I turned it into a hole. I call it the quiet cave where the kids can go and draw on the walls.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to find I'm cleaning things like crazy. Yeah.
All right. Good.
I don't know about you, but I start, but
I'm tired.
I'm also looking at investing in hair spray paint. Because
is that a big one over?
I don't know. I just thought
household?
My wife and I were laughing our ass off because I was telling her I wanted to get hair plugs, and she's literally fighting with me about no. And I kind of agree with her now, but I was just thinking, what if you could just spray on a full head of hair?
Haven't you seen that stuff?
I know, but
the
looks
topics or
yeah,
whatever?
But it doesn't look good. I want it
you
to
want
look.
Something that looks actually.
I want it to look like Jimmy Neutron. You know who Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah. You want it to look like that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I just think I looked back, you know, there's not a lot of, like, Trump's hair is not great, but
no.
He's got hair. You know,
I mean,
and if you think about it, Obama
is the biggest comb over ever.
Yeah. Can you imagine how long that takes him to get ready?
No.
It's amazing. Okay, so enough about the travel. So finally, we're going to cross over to Brooklyn's Bridge for the last part of the show. We hope you stick around, because then you're going to know.
It's true.
Okay. So before we move on, in the honor of our oldest daughter, didn't do it on my own, Brooklyn, she broke her arm 2 days ago on top of all of this.
Oh, my God. I did not know that.
Okay. So that's one
I'm so sorry.
She fell down, going down to the street. We're going to go. I was going to jog. She was going to roller skate. She falls on our fake grass. She has pads on, breaks her arm. So my wife has to take her to the emergency room, right? But we went straight to the children's orthopedic specialist instead of the traditional emergency room,
good
right? Because remember, the other kid broke her arm, a year ago,
yeah.
Right? So this is the second broken arm. This is the second time Brooklyn has broken something. She broke a shoulder, if you remember that, when she fell off at the Santa thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is a real broken arm. So she goes, my wife takes her in, and you remember the story about the one of the twins breaking her arms, about how the doctor sucked and she didn't give her an x-ray, and then she sent us home, refused to x-ray it, and then I had to go fight the hospital and try and argue with the hospital about how this person was shitty. Does that ring a bell?
Vaguely, it half rings a bell, yeah.
For the people that don't produce the show that actually listen, they will remember.
Yeah, they would totally.
So listen to this.
Okay.
How small of a world this is.
No. Don't say what you're going to say.
Yes.
Don't say it.
My wife took our twin a year ago to Marina Del Rey urgent care, and this shitty DO. She wasn't even a doctor. She's a DO. And it bugs the shit out of my wife to this day because we feel like, you know, she should have been casted then, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward, my wife took Brooklyn. Same woman walks in.
No. No. Yes.
And my wife starts texting me. Like, all of a sudden, it's just like text. Boom, 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 boom. Little couple seconds. Boom, longer. Boom. Oh, my gosh. What are the odds? The lady didn't remember us, obviously, and my wife was pleasant. But then she was leaving. She's like, we need to see somebody else on the follow-up. So the good news is that she did get an x-ray because this place forces you. Place forces you to take an x-ray. And Brooklyn came home with, she's got a two-thirds arm cast, arm side, right angle, totally broke her arm. So. Shout out to Brooklyn. One more thing about kids that I realized. So, I'll get to it in a second. So you got to admit, the whole point of Brooklyn's Bridge is that you got it this for this week, is that you got to admit shelter in place is bringing families closer together.
Absolutely.
Whether some want that or not, you can't argue that it is bringing families closer together.
We joke, but it really is.
There's no question. So some of my favorite things have been cooking with the kids.
Oh, man.
Right? Like, that has been fun. And in regards to cooking, so I'm on this spinach kick.
Oh.
All right. Do you remember Popeye?
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Who
yeah.
doesn't, right? Yeah. So the girls refuse to eat spinach. They think it's gross, and it's just the way it looks. They're like, it tastes, you love broccoli. What's the problem with the spinach?
Now, how is the spinach being served?
I steam it in a bag, and then Then I put it out, and it looks a little, it doesn't look great, I admit it, but it tastes fine with enough salt. So they refuse, they literally will not want to eat spinach.
Okay.
So another shout out to Brooklyn, and she is such a sweetheart. So she does, she's like begging me to not eat it. And I'm doing this whole like, yeah, don't get dessert if you don't finish your food type of thing.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, of course, that helps. So the two twins eat the spinach. They don't like it. They're holding their nose while they're eating it.
Yeah. It's and a whole production, I'm
Brooklyn,
sure.
Brooklyn, who is literally one of the best kids on the planet. There's no question. Twins, not so much. Brooklyn, best kids on the planet. And she is trying to get up to go around me to the garbage can. She's got a paper towel in her hand. I'm like, oh, just give it to me. I'll throw it away. She's like, no, I can do it. I go, no. I got it. And she's trying not to give it to me.
Right.
She hands it to me. She had spit the spinach out in her paper towel.
Yeah.
And she was trying to sneak around and throw it away. And I felt so bad. I look at her, and this is why I know she's one of the best kids on the planet. She felt so guilty. She literally sat there and was crying because she lied to me, and she would.
Right,
and and later on, my wife had not gotten to the table yet. Later on, after the kids left the table, I go, "We're going to be in great shape with that one. She's not going to get away with anything,
right?
Because she can't take it,
right? Like, she'd rather."
I was like, "You and
just
I, honey,
be honest,
you and I, honey, we got away with practically murder because we did whatever we needed to do to not get in trouble.
Right.
This one is scared to death of getting in trouble."
That's perfect.
Right? So anyway, I felt so bad. But then the other twins were arguing about the twins were arguing. So I pull out my phone and I'm giving the whole, you know what kids in the world don't get to eat? You know, like we've talked about this before, but I'd never done this before.
Right. This kid's eating sand.
I pulled up the skinny kids and I showed it to them. Brooklyn starts crying again. The twins are looking at me like they just saw a ghost because I literally showed Indian and African, like
starving kids.
And I said, so listen, I won't shove spinach down your throats anymore because I can see you don't like it, but just remember what it's like in other countries.
See, when my parents used to do that, it was more of a theory. But now that you can whip out your phone.
I literally whipped it out in 2 seconds.
You've got a photo of like, this is what kids in Bangladesh look like.
So my wife walks around the corner after she like had to go do something.
Why are the girls crying?
And she's been gone a minute and a half. And she comes back. One's crying. And the other two are looking at her like, thank you for coming back. Okay. Besides that, though, another thing that I've always loved is Monopoly, one of my favorite games on the planet. And now I can play it with the kids. The twins are not as good. So one is on my team, one's on my wife's team, and then Brooklyn's on her own. A full game Monopoly, no fake rules, no made up rules. only the real way, only the right amount of money, and it is a beautiful game. You want to learn anything about a business, a person's business acumen, you play a game of Monopoly with them. You want to see about taking risks, you play a game of Monopoly with them. You want to see who's a giver and who's a taker, you play a game of Monopoly. Love the game. Almost, it's by far my number one game. And if I enjoy and have and enjoyed playing it with the family, go try it. Number two, Guess Who? Shout out to Grant's Rants. Ordered Guess Who. Do you remember Guess Who?
No.
Okay.
Guess Who?
Yeah, Guess Who, where you flip the names down, flip the little faces down, and you're like, does your person have a boy or a girl? Or is your person a boy? No, you flip them down. And you say, is your person this? You've never played Guess Who?
I guess not.
All right, so many people have. Great game to play with kids. It's all about trying to, you're eliminating, right? A process of elimination.
Yeah.
So you got to guess who's left, right?
Okay.
So the kids have been playing that. I love watching them play it. But here's the comment I want to make. There's one person, Jess, and you can't tell if it's a boy or girl. And at a time right now,
an androgynous name and everything,
it's
right?
An androgynous name. The picture is the cartoon character. It's an androgynous picture, but you have to look really, 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 really close, and then you see the eyelashes.
And the eyelashes give it away.
And you think, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, is that, you know, it's certainly the transgender aspect. Do they purposely want to mess with you in a game like that? Because this is now like version 5.
Probably not, but so I guess you never know, right?
Well, to me, it's like you people are knocking down or keeping it up because the questions are, is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Well, at a time right
Jess?
Now, right, at a time right now, that's not really accurate.
It is a very cis-centered game.
Yeah, don't you think?
What number is Jess? I'm looking at the box right now. I've never played this game, by the way. I've never seen it. It must not have been around when my kids were.
Yeah, Jess is not there.
Jess isn't even there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I see the other names. You can't see her.
Yeah, F Jess.
Yeah, it's definitely a her, but there's that awkward moment where you're like, oh, okay, whatever.
I don't know.
So I love that game, though. It's fantastic. And I have been doing my absolute best to really enjoy the time with them. Period. I got to give a lot of credit to teachers. That shit ain't easy. My mom was a teacher. It's shocking. Now they're it's crazy. And trying to get work done and be a teacher to have a corporate job and be a teacher has to be impossible.
Yeah.
So kudos to the teachers. So with that, this was my favorite song. So can you bring up, so I want to end with my favorite song. We won't play the whole thing, but I want to play a lot of it. This is my favorite Corona song. It's Chris Mann, who was apparently on The Voice or on like a voice audition. This guy can sing. So can you get him up in here?
Sure, hold on.
Corona.
I need toilet paper,
Shake your mic cable. Your mic cable.
Yeah. Corona, toilet paper.
My Corona.
Got to make a grocery run. Well, that sounds fun. Why am I out here risking my life?
Corona.
Where's a goddamn parking space? Shit, I touched my face. Wait, I think I finally caught my
Corona.
Stop it, don't be panicked. Go inside. No organic? Oh no, all GMO. Jesus Christ, now I panic. I'll die. My Corona.
Hi, this guy's good, isn't he?
He's very good.
Don't come any closer. I love this. I'll mess you up. I'm just coming in for some white Corona. Kroger's full of empty shelves.
Ah, what the hell?
Yes, I'm stocking up on boxed white Corona. Nothing's making sense. No more friends. No more basketball kids. Our home from school. It's raining too. And I'm losing my mind.
All right, that's good. So you got to check that one. Chris Mann, that's awesome. By far my favorite because he is extra talented, in my opinion.
He's very good.
That guy can sing. So I want to believe that I'm going to come out of the end of this like a butterfly.
Ooh, really?
Have you heard that on social media at all?
You're going to be small.
I wrote that in my phone. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Just fly around.
At the end, you come out like a butterfly.
This is our cocoon phase.
Right. So I don't think I heard that anywhere.
You used to be a caterpillar.
Yeah. And I'm going to come out as a butterfly. You feel me?
I feel
you get the metaphor?
Yeah, I think I do.
All right. So with that, please continue to keep a positive attitude no matter what, because when you do, something's always brewing.
Corey Pons is back at quarterback now.
What the hell is wrong with me?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.